Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir is a special, should be a special schus for Yil Shoshana Bas Nechaget, the Lebracha Batzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yadeha, and the Refuas Miriam Bas Chaya and Esther Rus Bas Naomi Sara. We've been discussing the Gemara in Meseches Shabbos and Daf Samach Beis, which expounds on a pasuk in Yeshaya, who explicates the reasons for the Churban. And we saw Yan ki gavu benos tzion, that they would walk b'koma zekufa, with an upright pasture, which Marna Rav says means that they thought they didn't have to bend at all, they thought they had all of their kochos within themselves. There was a lack of humility. Vatei lachne netuyos goron, ekev b'tzad gudol, that they would go with an outstretched neck, that they would walk very slowly, which the Rav says means that their brain didn't need to control the actions of the rest of their body. Even their body didn't feel that they needed their brain. And that also came, of course, from Gaiva. And therefore, they didn't have zrizus to go places fast, because where do they need to go if they have it all? If they walk slowly, this is all the rough. Rashi learns koma zekufa. Rashi doesn't say what the big chisaron is. And when it says that they would walk slowly, Rashi says to the boys, look at them. Next, to Masakra Seinayim, that they would fill their eyes with makeup and they would then wink to the boys. And we obviously understand on a simple level that a lack of tznius. And the Rav explained that they reached such a low that they didn't have their own atzmius. They lost their atzmius. So it wasn't, they couldn't find shleimus within themselves. They needed the approval of the boys, of the outside world. And that's what happens when a person is filled with gaiva, then their life lacks content. And if you're empty inside, you need something from the outside, some affirmation. So this is what we discussed in the previous shiurim at length, and now we're up to the part of the pasuk that says, Holoch v'tofof telachna. What does that mean? The Gemara says, Shehayu mahalchos aruka b'tzad k'tzara. They would go a tall girl next to a short girl, says the Rav. Ha-hishtak'ut shel ha-gava ha-pchuta kishihi machshechet et ha-hoda pnimi shel ha-nishama b'nivula. Being immersed in the very low midah of gaiva, when it darkens the internal splendor of the neshama in its disgrace. Me'akeret b'kerev lev ha-adam et kol erko ha-pnimi. It uproots from within the heart of man his entire internal value. Mipnei shebe'emet al yidei ha-hitmakrut el ha-ge'ava na'asa ha-adam shafal v'nivze. When a person is addicted to gaiva, he becomes very low and disgraceful. Ad shebe'pnimiyuto hu chasar erech, to the point that in his pnimius, in his internal world, he lacks value. This is the mahalach of the entire Gemara. For the reasons for the Churban, it's gaiva. It's thinking I have it all, not having to learn from anybody else, not having to lower myself at all, needing affirmation from others as to my value. So we just keep, it keeps getting worse as we go along. Al kein mitgaberet bekirbo rak ha-ta'ava shel hetra'ut b'einei acherim la'hasev elav et ha-mabatim. And therefore all you're left with is that other people should look at you. I need somebody to look at me. If nobody's looking at me, then I don't matter. You know what it sounds like? It sounds like the year Leminyanam 2018. What is Facebook and Instagram and all those Marin Bishan? Look at me. Look at me, I have to send my pictures. My wife, my beautiful children. Look where I was, look what I did. What does everybody have to see you for? The answer is people don't feel fulfilled. So if other people are looking at me, somehow it gives me value. How many likes I have, how many friends, all these things. But this is already going back. This is an Alta Maisa Meredu. This is a few thousand years ago. But that's human nature. Unless one works to overcome his or her nature. וכשהוא מתגבר אצל הנשים, מבלהו את העולם בהרס הצניות והדרת המוסר כולו. When this midah of not feeling my own value unless other people are looking at me affects, is internalized by the ladies, then it's not just pathetic, but it's a complete breach of the basic standards of tznius, and then we're finished. It was in the news recently that there was a woman, I didn't know her, I didn't see her. I disabled pictures on my Google Chrome, so I don't have to see pictures, Baruch Hashem. Wouldn't want to see most of the pictures they show. Show a picture of the Chofetz Chaim, I'd want to see it, but I already know that picture, that's really not the Chofetz Chaim. There was a story of a lady who has a name, a last name, very Yerushalmi last name, very Frumma Yerushalmi last name. A married woman. And she makes a living, she's a model. And some people got upset at her, like, she's a Haredi woman, a Haredi neighborhood, you're a model. And she continues, that's what she wants to do, that's her dream is to be a model. And her husband, what does he say? I didn't see a picture of him, but I'm sure I know what he looks like. He's got a long beard, wears a round black hat probably, wears a shtreimel on Shabbos, he has long round payas. He said, that's what she wants to do, that's great, he supports her. And men, if you don't want to look, don't look. He knows people are going to look and have fantasies about his wife, but it's their problem. That's what he says. So that is the end of tznius in the world, if that's what's happening in Baruch Hashem. It's only one family, it's a Yotzei Min HaKlal. 99.9% of the Yerushalmi women aren't like that. And B'chlal, women in Yerushalayim, if they're not from Yerushalayim, if they're from Passaic, if they're from Lakewood, if they're from Flatbush, if they're from Kiryat Sefer, if they're from Bnei Brak, if they're from Tzfat, wherever they're from, B'nos Yisrael Kedoshos, there's no question about it. But there is a tofa, there is a phenomenon like that of a lack of tznius. And that's what we're talking about over here. That was what was happening at the time of the Churban. That they had to get men to look at them. They wanted men to look at them. Here, this we're talking about a model, Rahman al-Utsman. She's paid so that men look at her. I can't imagine anything worse. And this is Heres Hatzniut v'hadrat ha-musar kula. That's the destruction of modesty and the glory of any sense of morality. Hata'ava shel hasavat ha-mabat meviya shekol achad yirtze להראות איזה הצטיינות של פליאה כדי שהאדם שמן החוץ יתבונן עליו. This taiva of other people looking at me brings somebody to show some uniqueness, some specialness, some הצטיינות. The הצטיין means to excel, but it means מצוין, the same means to mark. Remarkable, something outstanding. I have to show something that's different about me, a plea about me, so that other people should look at me. This, incidentally, my sweet friends, is what we spoke about in the previous year, the Guinness Book of World Records. They should call it the Guinness Book of Meshugoyim. The Guinness Book of Meshugoyim, that's what you should call it. In memory of Mr. Louis Guinness, whatever his first name was. Louis Guinness is searched for the greatest Meshugoyim in the world. This Meshugana climbs a mountain that nobody else climbed before because 21,000 people before him died trying to climb this mountain. And this Meshugana got to the top of the mountain. Chances are he would have died, and he knew that. He knew that. He's 21 years old, he's healthy, he's happy, he's a family, he's a girlfriend, he has parents, he has friends, everything's good. But he's willing to risk his life, seriously risk his life, to get into the Guinness Book of World Records. This Meshugana. Another guy lies on a bed of nails, the most nails, upright nails, and he lies down, the most nails ever lay on. He lay on that bed for 4 consecutive days and 16 hours. And he went up. He had bruises all over his back, and he was bleeding, and he had a medical treatment. But no, he set the record. He lay on that bed for the longest ever. It's mamish. Too late, plus you have to have that man over for Shabbos dinner. As a matter of fact, you invite him for the whole Shabbos. You don't even have to give him a comfortable bed. He's cool. Kashir kachu ateva ha-pra'i. That's the wild nature of man that knows that he has nothing. He has no hashlama in himself. So he has to do something mishugana, something insane, so that people look at him. And that's what these girls wanted. Look at me. Al keni gemalchot aruka b'tzad k'tzara kedei shetipol ishtomamut al shteihem v'afilu ha-k'tzara b'chara b'mamad kezeh kedei sheyasvu ha'inayim letanyem b'zaruta. What do? They're so interested in getting people to look at them. They so want to get their picture in the newspaper. You know what they do? They take a girl who's 6'3" and another girl who's 4'8". And they're both, just looking at themselves is already a little bit, you know, she's a little bit shorter than normal, no offense to any 4'8" girls watching this, or 6'3" girls watching this. But each one, bifnei atzma, is a little bit yoytze migeder harogil, a little bit out of the ordinary, let us say. Aval maim ratzu, heim ratzu az nashim ha'elu, abanot ha'elu, that they, people should look at them and say, that is really weird. Because then you have the really, really tall girl next to the really, really short girl. So they both look strange. That's what he means. Hitztainut shel pli'ah. Even something crazy, even something wondrous. Look at how tall I am. You know, one girl, she's really, really heavy. In modern Hebrew, they say mle'ah. You have another girl, she's really, really skinny. So she wants to look, and she wants to look. So they do something. Just please, just look at me. They wanted his shtomimut, that people should wonder when they look at these two girls, what's going on over here. And even with the shorter girl, everyone's, look at how short she is. You know, if you're not standing next to anybody, you don't look as short, right? But when you just see yourself in comparison to other people, pitom, it's like you look at David Stern. David Stern was the former, I don't think he's commissioner anymore. He was the former commissioner of the National Basketball Association. What's a bar mitzvah when a Jewish kid realizes that the odds of him owning the team are far greater than the odds of him ever playing for the team, right? So the Jews are running the sports leagues. We own a lot of the teams. We're not playing for too many of them, right? So anyway, who's the commissioner of the league? David Stern from Teaneck. Okay? So when you look at David Stern standing at the podium saying, and the fourth pick in the 1997 draft for the Detroit Pistons is Joakim Walker. So as long as David's standing at the podium, he's cool. But then when Joakim comes up there to get his Pistons cap, yeah, to stand next to David for a picture, all of a sudden you see that David Stern, I don't know how tall he is, but compared to Joakim, who's 6'11½", he looks about 4'3". So he's like, oh, it's a big difference. So as long as the girl's standing on her own, she doesn't look so short. But the moment she stands next to, you know, the center for the basketball team, she looks very short. And the girls didn't mind looking strange. You know why? Because now somebody's going to look at me. That's what they're holding. It means it's not just that they're going to look at you. It's you're completely empty inside. And that causes them to break down the barriers of tznius. Uvegufa ha'uma b'chlala mevi'a shiflut kazot hanoledet migava shfala l'shakeach et romemut erka ve'et ma'aloteha ha'elokiyot. And this causes in the entire nation that we forget our romemus, our hecherkeit. I was like to quote Rashi, and El Mole Hayoima Kami Yosef Ika Bashuk, if not for that day, Yeo Matan Torah, how many Jews they'd be walking around the Shuk? Dr. Rashi Shalomaditi Torah Vin Nisra Imamti, says Rav Yosef, I learned Torah and I was exalted. That's what Torah does. Migadalto, like it says in Pirkei Avos. It raises a person, it elevates a person. Bavor Nasus is Chambolokim, says Behar Sinai, to raise you. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us a hoibof. We're a higher people. We're elevated. What they call a slobotka mahalach. Roimun musa'odum, God musa'odum. And here, it's mamish pathetic. You're so empty inside. Unless somebody else is looking at you, you don't feel good. We want the goyim, they have to look at us. Oh, the Jewish people. That's what's happening in the nation. We need the goyim to look at us. It says in Shir HaMaalos, Az Yomer Agoyim, Higdil Hashem La'asisim Eile. And we say, Higdil Hashem la'asisimanu. First, the Goyim say, Higdil Hashem. Oh, the Goyim say, Higdil Hashem. We can also say. Sometimes, that's where we're holding. We have to know our role. We don't need any Goy to say that Jerusalem is the capital of the Jewish people. We don't need that. Jerusalem is the capital, whether they say or not. And we don't need anybody to say that Eretz Yisrael belongs to us. The Rabbanu Shel Olam said it. Gave it to us. We don't need. If they do, sometimes the pasuk says, Goyim are going to appreciate. But I think I misquoted that pasuk. But anyway, you're not supposed to say pasukim by heart. That wasn't my kavan. I'll call upon him, but we shouldn't need that. We should have it in ourselves, and then we should radiate that to the world, our own beliefs, and then they'll believe. When we have to look at the nations and we have to get their confirmation, their certification, then we forget our holy elevated state. We are the God's treasure. And these girls didn't realize that. They had to look at me, look at me. They didn't realize their own specialness. And then as a nation, this obviously that permeated all of us, that we needed external validation. And that's, we forget our godly value, and then we sink to the depths. That's what happened. Anyway, Rabbi Yisai, this is one little mamish, not even a whole column, and how much wisdom there is to learn in our Torah HaKadosha. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zocha feel special without anybody having to look at us, without anybody having to validate us, and to know that every person is gifted with by Hashem with such special kochos, such a beautiful holy neshama, and there's never been anybody like you, there'll never be anybody like you. You don't have to worry. Nobody can ever take your place. Nobody can ever do what you can do. Nobody has your tikkun to make. Nobody has your special capabilities. Nobody. So we should feel good about ourselves as individuals and good about ourselves as people. And if a girl is pure pretty, Kol Benos Yisrael Yafos Pasha, she doesn't need anybody to look at her on the street. Chas V'Shalom. Nobody has to look at her. She knows. That's the way Hashem. She's the daughter of Hashem. She's a Bas Melech. She's a princess. So once you're a princess, you don't need every guy in the street to turn his head. It cheapens you. We don't want to be cheapened, Rabbi said. So we should be zochem mitzvah Hashem to feel our romamus, to feel our hecherkeit, our elevation, and be zochem v'karuv, v'bi as gold tzedek, v'mehera v'yameinu, amen v'yamein, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.